This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Adapting a short story from James Thurber from the 1930s, Ben Stiller does some fine work directing here. Stiller, who has always been known as highly intelligent and clever, really takes advantage of that fact. This is a smart, intelligent film. It's so sleek that it comes off almost like an advertisement, which is, I think, the point of the film is this this man who's obsessed with living a secret life, who constantly zones out at work. He's really has what looks to be the world's most boring job. He works for Life magazine in a time when there still was Life magazine, and he is the person in charge of storing negatives when the photographs are sent in. And he's done this job for 16 years, but he can't help but kind of zone out and see himself as an action movie star from time to time. So in that way, he sort of exemplifies a modern American in that he is obsessed with having a secret life where he is the star of his own narrative, be it a reality show or, in this case, a superhero sort of fantasy. He comes across a girl that he likes, and that's Kristen Wiig, and he tries to ask her out, but he loses a piece of film stock, which is going to be the cover for the last issue of Life magazine before it's closed down. So he goes off to find the missing piece of film, which, spoiler alert, is in his wallet the whole time. Sean Penn plays the sort of archetypal field photographer who still does things the old way, sends in old still photographs. And he goes and finds Sean Penn in the middle of a mountain in Afghanistan. And there's some great comedic scenes here, including skateboarding down into a volcano in Iceland and having Kristen Wiig serenade him at the only bar in Iceland. He ends up catching up with Sean Penn in the ungoverned mountains of Afghanistan, where Sean Penn is photographing the only existing snow leopard. And he's like, what are you doing here? Ben Stiller has flown across by himself to Afghanistan and hiked up the top of this huge mountain. And they end up playing soccer with some sort of Sherpas. It's a fun movie, but it speaks to the amount of sort of fantasy life that is alive and well in your sort of traditional sort of narrator. And the fact that in 2014, we sort of can't see a movie in which one of the characters, we can't relate to a movie in which a character doesn't have some sort of fantasy of being their own movie star. But this is a movie done very well.
And, thank you.